Silent, Chipper.
Okay.
Let's see. You got your toothbrush? Toothpaste, huh? Okay. Shirts. Ow. Oh, no, Chip, you can't take your whole rock collection. We're going on a plane. We don't want to be overweight, you know. Now, why don't we just take one? Which one do you want to take?
Okay. Let's see. I'll take this one.
Well, we're not going to need all these socks. We're just going away for the weekend, you know.
Okay. What do we do when we get there?
Well, before we go to the hotel, and then we go to the plant and deliver the plans, and from then on, we're on our own.
Can we go to a restaurant and show and everything?
I don't know why not.
Boy, wait till Sudsy finally hears that I got to go on our trip with you. And I got my own suitcase and everything. Boy, will he be jealous.
Oh, now, Chipper, you can't take all this stuff. Look, we're not going on a safari. We're just going to Chicago. Now we're going to... Got your robe, slippers, pajamas. Where's your underwear?
He said we'd just be gone for the weekend.
Chipper, you've got to have a change of underwear.
Sudsy's always bragging about how his father takes him on trips. I'm just going to send him about 10 postcards so he can even get jealouser.
Sudsy's dad takes him on a lot of trips, does he?
Yeah, he's been to Philadelphia so many times he can spell it even.
Hi, Mr. O'Casey.
Hi, Mr. Walters. Come right in. He'll be right down. This is Robbie, one of our boys. Mr. Walters is your dad's employer.
Yeah, good. Hi, nice to meet you.
Goodbye.
Well, Joe, what brings you by?
This. Steve, I'm afraid your Chicago trip is off for the moment.
Chip and I just finished packing.
Yes, I know, but this is not only top priority. It's highly classified.
What is it?
It's about the plans you drew up for the X-201. You not only have to deliver them, you have to explain them.
I suppose I have to go right away.
Right away. I hate to do this to you, Steve, but it's very important.
Where's he going?
Even I don't know what his destination is. There's a Captain Maynard waiting for you at the airport right now. He'll give you your orders aboard the plane.
Look, Joe, I promised Chip I'd take him on my next trip. Do you suppose there's any possible way?
I'm sorry, Steve. You know how these government things are.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Besides, I have no way of knowing how long you'll be gone. Ask for Captain Maynard. There'll be an Air Force car waiting to take you out to the plane. Good luck.
Thanks. Goodbye, Joe.
Well, gee, what's Chip going to say?
Well, you can take him on the next trip.
What's the matter? Is the trip out?
I'm afraid of him.
Oh, poor kid. He's really been planning on it.
I know.
What's wrong?
Well, Chip, I'll explain it to you on the way to the airport.
Plane.
You do understand that, don't you, Chip?
Yeah, but if you're going someplace, I don't see why I can't take me with you.
Chipper, I've tried to explain to you. I just can't take
you. Leave him to me, Steve. I'll straighten him out. You better go over and see what that general wants. Where is he?
I'll be back.
What are you trying to do, Chip? Make your dad feel bad?
Nobody firm is.
Here are your orders, Mr. Douglas. You can open them when we're airborne.
I'll be with you as soon as I say goodbye to the family.
We'll be leaving in a few minutes.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to break promises. He'd give anything in the world to take you with him.
What?
Sure he would.
Sure. Okay, I'll see you on board. Well, the captain tells me he and I are the only passengers.
On that big ship, Dad? How come?
Well, they're flying it to wherever we're going to pick up a charter flight. I'm sort of hitching a ride.
Well, at least you won't have any trouble finding a seat.
No.
Plane's empty. Why can't you take me with you?
I would have. Well, I guess I'd better get aboard. Why don't you all walk over with me?
All right.
If there was any way to take the Chip, I would. You know that.
Boy, wait till Sudsy hears this.
We'll take a trip together sometime. Well, Chipper, I'll give you a rain check on it, huh?
Okay, Mike.
Goodbye, Mike.
Come on, man. Bye, Steve.
Be good, Ralph. I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah. Hey, where's your overcoat?
Oh, gosh, I left it in the car.
Well, I'll get it. Hey, there's one taking off now, Dad.
Yeah. got everything now. See you.
Go on.
Aboard.
Uh-huh. Well, he better stay hidden if he doesn't want a sore landing gear.
You know, maybe we ought to call somebody and tell him about it.
Who are we going to tell? One of the astronauts?
Shall I bother unfastening my seatbelt, or are we almost there?
You've got a little time yet. As a matter of fact...
Don't tell me. Let me find out for myself. The government has in store for me this time. Report to Monsieur François Charpentier, I guess. Number 3, Rue de Ranelay, Paris. Well, you know.
How's your French?
Well, I had a short course at Antoine's restaurant. I can say... Garçon and Crepe Suzette.
Good. At least you can call a waiter and get something to eat.
Yeah, won't have much variety, and I'll put on a few pounds.
And this might help.
Oh, French for traveling. Thanks.
In case you get tired of Crepe Suzette. If you need anything, ayez la bonté de me faire savoir.
Yeah, I'll do that. Whatever it is. Better not.
Hi, Governor Carter.
J'imagine ce fact de l'eau, alors. Ah, regarde ça, les hosses américains, aucune imagination. Regarde, un donut. Hé, hey, regarde ça. J'ai un hors d'œuvre.
Hi. Is this Philadelphia?
C'est un étranger. C'est de la Philadelphie.
J'ai un connard en Philadelphie. Connais-tu, il est coiffeur. Peut-être qu'il le connaît, il travaille chez lui. Demande-lui.
Parlez-vous français, mon petit, hein?
Hein?
Il comprend pas.
Ah, c'est dommage.
Oui, c'est dommage. Non, c'est ici.
No, thanks.
Le petit stowaway.
Excuse me.
Pardon.
Can you tell me where I am?
Je ne parle pas anglais.
Where's that?
Excusez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Hi, is this yours?
Merci, je m'appelle Marie.
Jeepers, can't you talk either?
Maybe
I'm on the moon or something.
Voila.
Wow, sure smells like corned beef to me.
Venez avec moi, s'il vous plaît.
Marie, qui est ton amie?
Une américaine, il se perdue.
Tu es un peu jeune pour ramasser des garçons. Dans un an, peut-être. Entends-le à maman. Allons. Allez, viens, garçon. Viens, ma petite, viens. Maman aime les enfants. Ah, ça, c'est vrai, elle aime les enfants. Nous en avons 10.
Maman, ça va là-bas.
I'm sure I've seen that building before.
Elle est très haute.
It was in my history book.
Lorsque le temps est clair, on peut voir une là.
Hey, that's in Paris.
Oui, Paris.
Paris. Maybe I'm in Paris.
Paris, oui.
I wonder everybody sounds like the man at French Bakery.
Deux croissants et deux cafés, s'il vous plaît. Now, Chief, you do not worry. As soon as I get off, we call the hotels and find your papa.
Maman vous aidera.
Mais oui, everything. She will be all right.
I don't know. I got a feeling everything's not going to be all right when my dad finds me here.
If your papa is angry, you come and live with us. C'est pas vrai, Marie? Si son papa est en colère, il vient vivre avec nous.
Oui.
Et tu sais, ma papa, he loves children. We have 10. 10. He must. Il a l'air d'avoir froid, ton petit ami, le grelotte. Je vais lui donner une petite jaquette ici, tiens. Et puis, allez vous amuser dehors jusqu'à ce que j'aie fini de travailler. Adieu. Adieu, mon petit. Et à bientôt, hein?
Thanks.
Et mais ça aussi.
Heck no, I'm not gonna wear any girl's hat.
Regarde.
I guess it's okay. Boy, wait till I show this to Sudsy Pfeiffer. If I ever see him again.
C'est bien.
It is?
Oui, c'est bien.
C'est bien. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I guess I'll never get over it. I mean, being at home yesterday and in Paris today. The way things are going, I imagine it won't be too long before we leave home one day and arrive in Paris before we left.
We have about an hour before we check in with the office, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, I'm sorry. You already had some ice cream.
What else would you like to look at? How about Notre Dame or Notre Dame, as they say over here?
Well, let's take a look both of them.
Tell me if I don't.
As a rule, I'm not away from home too long at a time. There's always Bubs.
Oh,
it's a funny thing about a foreign country. Every once in a while, I'll see someone who looks exactly like someone I know back home. Like right now, I swear that... Of course, it's impossible.
I guess kids are the same all over. A little sidewalk on it.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a phone around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one right down there in the cafe. I
want to call home. Just to make sure everything's all right.
Chuve California alla maison. Protected my mom and didn't really approve of.
Lucky you had your credit card here.
Coin dropping.
All right, I'm coming. Never mind, Tramp. I'll answer it. You be. Hello? Oh, Paris is calling. Oh, well, that's fine. I'm the King of Ireland. Steve? Well, where in tarnation are you?
I'm over here in Paris, Bob. Yeah.
Hey, does he know where Chip is?
It's Chip.
Well, how is Chip enjoying Paris?
No. Yeah,
I'm trying to ask him. Let me
where
talk.
Where are they?
How is Chip?
What's that about Chip? Well, I can't understand what you're saying. How is Chip enjoying Paris? Well, he's not here. He what? Don't be ridiculous. If he'd been on that plane, we would have... Bob, don't worry about him. He's here with me, and he's safe. At least fine. Fine, but... Yeah. Okay, Bob, I have a little matter to take care of right now. It won't be too much fun. Goodbye. Yeah.
Talk to me?
Yes. Oh, will you speak to me? I don't seem to know you, young fellow.
Don't you know your own son?
Oh, I certainly do. He's in America with his grandfather.
No, he isn't. He's here. It's me, Chip. Remember?
Do you mean to tell me your name is Chip? Isn't it a small world? My boy's name is Chip, too. You know, there's a very strong resemblance. But my son couldn't possibly be here in Paris.
Yes, he could. He hid on the plane.
Hid on the plane? You mean he was a stowaway? My son would never do a sneaky, underhanded thing like that. He does make some mistakes, but he would never deliberately try to hurt anybody.
I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just wanted to be with you. Okay, I'm not your son. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
That's French for goodbye.
I know. Chipper. Come here.
Dad! I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't think to do it. I'll never do it again, honest.
It's all right. It's all right. Maybe I was wrong, too. I should have tried to bring you along no matter what.
I'll forgive you. Forgive me.
Well, it's not quite as simple as that, Chip. There are a few others you're going to ask to forgive you, too. Like Mike and Robbie and Bub and... Say nothing of the French government.
Jeepers.
We'll get out of that some way. We've just got to, huh?
Well, Mr. Douglas, looks like you did find someone you know.
Yeah, this is my son, Chip.
Your son?
Chip. Gee, I never thought that could sound so good.
Chip is the Captain Maynard.
Hi.
Captain, you'll never believe how he got here. Anyway, you've got another customer to show around Paris.
Dad, can we send Sudsy about 10 postcards?
Sure. Why don't we send him about 20, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. He's almost done.
Well, come on, Bree. Don't just stand there like a clunky old girl. Let's go.
This week, you get Mike, Robbie, and Chip, Steve's Three Little Angels. But next week, it's Three Little Angels cast from a different mold, Charlie's Angels. It's the Fandemonium weekend that caps off a whole week in Angel Heaven.